Glory to the Tones that rose harmoniously above his. Krishna was pleased and showed great appreciation for her performance, saying, "Excellent, excellent." Then another gopi repeated the same melody, but in a special metrical pattern, and Krishna praised her also. Page number 10. When one gopi grew tired from the rasa dance, she turned to Krishna standing at her side holding a baton and grasped his shoulder with her arm. The dancers loosened her bracelets and the flowers in her hair. Now, we're going to go through to 16, but there's a purple here, so I'm going to read that, just so you have that. We'll discuss all together when we get to the 16th chapter. Purple. The previous verse states that Sri Krishna honored the gopis for their dancing and singing. And in this verse, we see how the gopis responded by dealing intimately and confidently with him. Here, a tired gopi held onto Krishna's shoulder with her arm resting against him. Srimajiva Goswami explains that the word gada in this verse indicates a baton suitable for a dancing master. Lord Krishna brought this item of paraphernalia to enhance his enjoyment of the rasa dance. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti states that the gopi mentioned here is Srimati Radharani, whereas the two gopis mentioned in the previous verse are in order Vishakha and Lalita. It's number 11. Upon the shoulder of one gopi, Krishna placed his arm, whose natural blue lotus fragrance was mixed with that of the sandalwood pulp anointing it. As the gopi relished that fragrance, her bodily hair stood on end in jubilation, and she kissed his arm. Text number 12. Next to Krishna's cheek, one gopi put her own, beautified by the effulgence of her earrings, which glittered as she danced. Krishna then carefully gave her the baton up. He was chilling. Text number 13. Another gopi became fatigued as she danced and sang, the bells on her ankles and waist tinkling. So she placed upon her breast the comforting lotus hand of Lord Achyuta, who was standing by her side. Text number 14. Having attained as their intimate lover Lord Achyuta, the exclusive consort of the goddess of fortune, the gopis enjoyed great pleasure. They sang his glories as he held their necks with his arms. Text number 15. Enhancing the beauty of the gopis' faces were the lotus flowers behind their ears, the locks of hair decorating their cheeks, and drops of perspiration. The reverberation of their armlets and ankle bells made a loud musical sound, and their chatter scattered. Thus the gopis danced with the Supreme Lord in the arena of the Rasa dance, as swarms of bees sang an accompaniment. Okay, so we'll do 16, just recite them 16 together. Devam, Harishvanga, Karabhimasha, Snigdekshanodama, Lassa, Asihe, Reme, Rameshu, Rajasundari Bihi, Yata Bakaha, Swapratibimba, Vibramaha, Evam Parispanka Karabimasha, Snigde Shano Dhamma Vilasa Hase,
Snigde Shano Dhamma Vilasa Hase,
Rame Ramesho Vrajasundari Bhi,
Rame Ramesho Vrajasundari Bhi,
Yata Bhaka Swa Pratibimba Vibramaha,
Yata Bhaka Swa Pratibimba Vibramaha,
Evam Parispanka Karabimasha,
Evam Parispanka Karabimasha,
Snigdekshano Dhamma Vilasa Hase,
Snigdekshano Dhamma Vilasa Hase,
Rame Ramesho Vrajasundari Bhi,
Rame Ramesho Vrajasundari Bhi,
Yata Bhaka Swa Pratibimba Vibramaha,
Yata Bhaka Swa Pratibimba Vibramaha,
Evam Parisvanga Karabhimasha,
Evam Parisvanga Karabhimasha,
Snigde Shano Dhamma Vilasa Hase,
Snigde Shano Dhamma Vilasa Hase,
Rame Ramesho Vrajasundari Bhi,
Rame Ramesho Vrajasundari Bhi,
Yata Bhaka Swa Pratibimba Vibramaha,
Yata Bhaka Swa Pratibimba Vibramaha,
Evam Parisvanga Karabhimasha,
Evam Parisvanga Karabhimasha,
Snigde Shano Dhamma Vilasa Hase,
took pleasure in the company of the young women of Raja by embracing them, caressing them, and glancing lovingly at them as he smiled, his broad, playful smiles. It was just as if a child were playing with his own reflection. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments follows on this verse. Lord Krishna alone is the supreme absolute truth, and his potencies are unlimited. All these potencies taking personal forms engage Lord Krishna in his pastimes, just as the opulent manifestation of his one supreme transcendental potency manifests all the countless potencies of the Lord. So in the rasa dance, Krishna manifests himself as many times as there are various potencies represented by the gopis. Everything is Krishna. But by his desire, his spiritual energy, Yogamaya, manifests the gopis. When his internal potency, Yogamaya, thus produces such pastimes for the enhancement of his transcendental emotions, it is just like a young boy playing for his own reflection. But since these pastimes are created by a spiritual potency, they are eternal and self-manifest. This chapter is entitled The Rasa Dance, and we've been reading verses 9 through to 16. A very exalted pastime, a very exalted meaning. So many wonderful points which are being brought out here in the verse in purple. I want to begin by quoting Srila Prabhupada as to the reason for this meaning. In many ways, when a religionist or even a moralist hears about this pastime, it can immediately evoke questions within their mind, because the general understanding about God, about religiosity, doesn't deal with this topic, doesn't deal with the loving exchanges of this nature. No other theology do you have this understanding so powerfully and presented and explained. So we wanted to begin by quoting Srila Prabhupada. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 4, text number 13, the purple, where Prabhupada explains why this pastime actually manifests in the world, in the material or in the external world. Because of course wherever Krishna is, that place is actually a spiritual nature. Prabhupada says, quote, "The reason Lord Krishna displays the Rasa Leela is essentially to induce all the fallen souls to give up their diseased morality and religion and to attract them to the kingdom of God to enjoy the reality." So Prabhupada explains that this is why Rasa Leela is displayed in this material world. We know that there are different reasons for Krishna coming. We know that he comes to establish religion, to bring about and to destroy irreligion. We also know that he comes to give pleasure to his devotees. And being the supreme enjoyer, the primary reason is for the pleasure of his devotees. He can destroy religion in various ways, but the devotees are always hankering for his personal loving association. And this Rasa Leela is part of the Lord's mission to reclaim the the living entities in this material world. Therefore, we have this statement by Prabhupada. He says that engaging in the Sankirtan Yajna is no different than entering into the Rasa Leela. That's a quote. Prabhupada says engaging in the Sankirtan Yajna is no different than entering into the Rasa Leela. And so I know that we have this marathon on. So it is a very exalted activity. It is our conviction that the essence of this pastime, the essence of Lord Krishna's Rasa Leela, is the reunion of the Lord with his energy for the pleasure of the Lord. It is the Lord coming together with the gopis for his pleasure. And in that union, in that loving exchange, they are also enjoying. So there is an origin of this desire to enjoy. It originates in the Supreme Lord. It is manifest in his dealings. And it is also present within every living entity. Ananda Maya Vyasat. With every living entity is by nature pleasure seeking. It is not a question of whether we seek pleasure. It is a question of understanding where real pleasure lies. It is simply the question of understanding the science of enjoyment. Enjoyment doesn't actually exist in the material world. And by that, we mean it doesn't have the enduring quality. So here, you have the counterpart. There you have the original version, the original form of enjoyment. And in the Sankirtan mission, when we are bringing the living entities of the world, the parts and parcels of Krishna, when we are reuniting them with Krishna, that is the essence here. That is what is going on here. So we know this verse from Vaibhav Vamsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhutta Sanatana Namanashishtam Nidriyani Prakritishtam Nikashi. Mama Eva Amsa. Krishna says the living entities are my parts and parcels. So our mission is to reclaim the living entities of the world. And reclaim includes ourselves. It includes ourselves. To reunite through devotional service. Purely for the Lord's pleasure. But understanding that when Krishna is pleased, then also the living entities, please. I wanted to share a very wonderful statement. Okay. And this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Lord Chaitanya explains to Sanatana Goswami, I'll just make the point. Lord Chaitanya explains to Sanatana Goswami that the pleasure experienced by Krishna's devotees is also coming from the Ladini potency that nourishes the devotees. In other words, if Krishna is pleased, that means that Srimati Radharani must be present. Because she is the personification of everything that pleases Krishna. And as she manifests, due to the devotee's endeavor to please Krishna, as she manifests, that same Ladini potency is also nourishing the devotee who is engaging in that loving exchange. So, relishing is natural to the soul. It is an unbreakable feature of reality. It is an unbreakable feature of the soul. The question becomes how we endeavor to relish. Not if, but rather how. So the science of Krishna consciousness is transcendentally designed. As Prabhupada says in this quote, Adilila 4:30, it is to attract the living entities to understand that yes, you want to relish. Right? Yes, it is a symptom of the soul to relish, and the mind be asat, to be pleasure seeking by nature. But you don't understand what it takes to become happy. You do not understand what is required to actually relish. And this this is what's required. Anyan bilasatashunam genakama vina vikha. Nukumanish Krishna nushunam bhakti uttam. The idea and the understanding is that one is only, exclusively, fully happy, blissful, satisfied by engaging in the pure, loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, in other words, the science of enjoyment is Krishna consciousness. Outside of this, there is no other science of how we can enjoy. So here we understand the Lord Narayana says, in this way, Lord Krishna, the original Lord Narayana, master of the goddess of fortune, took pleasure in the company of Yamuna Vraja. So again, it can be very, very disturbing to some people when they hear this kind of point. But it is actually a very, very great theology in that we know that in this material world there is attraction between man and woman. And in those traditions, they cannot deal with its origin. So in most traditions, their understanding is that God creates a gross world. So the planets, the universe, the natural resources within a particular planet. So as far as they're concerned, that is the sum total of his creation, and of course he creates the living entities, and then beyond that, the living entities create culture. They populate the world with different ideas. Okay, we come together in groups as a family because that will help us to survive on the planet, right? We have male-female relationships because that will allow us to procreate and therefore to sustain the human race. But we don't agree. Our theology is very different. Our theology says not only the gross manifestations of reality, but also the very concepts which are practiced in the world are also coming from the Supreme Personality of God. In other words, masculinity is not something created by humankind. It is originally there in the law. He is the Purush, the supreme enjoyer, the original male. Femininity is not created by man. Srimati Radharani, she is the original feminine nature. She is Prakriti. Relationship is not created by humankind. It exists eternally on the spiritual platform. There is Rastattva. And therefore, even this attraction, it is originating in that same Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in one place in, I think Prabhupada mentioned it in Bhagavatam and also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Bhagavatam, it is 5.25.5 in the purple. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, this point is made in Madhya Lila chapter 8, text number 138. So Prabhupada is speaking about the origin of sex desire. The origin of sex desire. It is present in the Lord. Right? Of course, let us be under no illusion that desire is pure, completely untainted by any kind of material pollution. Right? Pure, completely transcendental and spiritual. But that desire, sometimes it is explained as adiras. Right? It is present within the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it is also present, Srila Prabhupada says, within every living entity. But the difference is that in the material world, it is manifesting through the material body, and therefore it is perverted. Whereas on the spiritual platform, it is the pure desire to enjoy through pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there is an origin. When in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Aham Savasya Pavaro, Mata Savam Pravatate, Iti Mata Vajante, Mam Buddha Bhava Samamadaha. I am the source of everything, material and spiritual. He means everything. Everything. Down to even this. At the same time, we can even explain this pastime even to the moralists. Why? Because it's written in this purport, Since these pastimes are created by His, Krishna's spiritual potency, they are eternal and self-manifested. Yeah? Just like a young boy playing with his own reflection. Yeah? A very, very wonderful point that's being made here. Yeah? Devotional service, there's subtleties. Often we speak about, you know, engaging what we have in Krishna's service. Right? So I have a job, I make my money, and then I engage my money in Krishna's service. Right? It's actually not quite like that. Right? Everything is the energy of the Lord. So when does it become ours? It never becomes ours. Sometimes we say that, but the actual reality, the platform of reality, is this is God's work. The money is God's money. The family is God's family. And having understood that, the next question becomes, how do I engage God's paraphernalia in His own service? It was never ours. It was always Krishna's, and the science of how to engage what Krishna has in Krishna's service for Krishna's pleasure. That is the original science of enjoyment. If we can just understand this, our entire life changes. Because to the degree that we don't understand this, it is to that degree that we are hankering for something in the material world and hankering for something in separation from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the very thing that we are doing with the in pursuit of happiness, it's the exact same thing that is causing us so much pain. The very thing that we're doing in this material world, in pursuit of happiness, is exactly the thing that causes us the pain. Prabhupada was, we explained this in one class, the pastime in 1976. Prabhupada was in America, in one of the states, which was the slaughterhouse capital of America at the time. Prabhupada told the devotees, if you can just get them to close down these slaughterhouses, immediately the weather will change. Immediately the weather will change. They didn't understand that it was bitterly cold. Of course, they didn't understand that what they are doing to the animals is intimately connected to the reaction that's happening in the entire atmosphere. Recently we had Hurricane Sandy. There is no understanding in this modern world, but we understand that that everything is intimately connected. If you try to enjoy Krishna's energy separately from Krishna, that endeavor will destroy someone. Right? Ravana wants to kidnap Sita. First of all, he doesn't even kidnap her. He takes a mind form. Right? The real Sita, that she cannot be touched by Ravana. Right? However, in the pursuit of trying to kidnap Sita, in the pursuit of trying to remove the pleasure potency, the energy of the Lord from the Lord, right? He seals his own fate and his own destruction. And that is what we see in material life. So when one engages in any kind of materialistic mentality, activity with an endeavor to enjoy separately from the Lord, that is what one is preparing to experience. Prabhupada says that epidemics come from the courts, from the law courts. He says when the judges are biased, right, and they make prejudiced judgments, right, it pollutes the ether, and by polluting the ether, it allows epidemics to spread. So everything we do, right, and this doesn't just apply to the materialistic person, it applies to us. Right? The human form of life means great responsibility, but it means also great opportunity. So it's not even just what we're saying and doing, but even what you think is affecting this reality. There is only Krishna and his energy. Prakriti and Purusha. That is all that exists. In this rasa dance, the same thing. But here in this rasa dance, the Prakriti and the Purusha are engaging and interacting perfectly. Perfectly. This is what it means to be Christian. Prabhupada in one place says this is Krishna's business. This Rasalila, right? This enjoying, this is Krishna's business. And we enjoy and we are nourished in association with Krishna's business, right? So you have the business person and you have the people who are in, who are part of the business, right? You see? Right? We're part of Krishna's business. It is our job to make sure that this business is successful. It is considered that no matter what position one has in terms of ashram, right? It, no matter what position, whether one is a celibate, renunciate, etc., it doesn't matter what position that one has in this in ashram, right? But no one is alone. No one is single, right? Because if one is a sincere follower of Srila Prabhupada, right? Then in whatever situation that you are in, you're married to the mission. You're married to this mission. And this mission has also a flavor. Just as the Rasa Leela has a particular flavor, the engagement between Krishna and his devotees has a particular flavor. The engagement in the Sankirtan mission also has a particular flavor, has a particular taste. And it is the full experience of enjoyment. Nachita makata prana bodhyanta prasparam katayantascha mamutyam tusyanticha ramanticha. Krishna says that his devotees are experiencing great bliss and satisfaction from enlightening one another about him. But bear this point in mind also, that that enjoyment is greater than the Lord's honor. That enjoyment is greater than the Lord's honor. Krishna wants the living entities to engage in pure devotional service because that is how he acts. He wants his living entities to engage in pure devotional service because he actually engages in pure devotional service towards his devotees. And this is the example of that. Prabhupada explains that devotees enjoy hundreds of thousands and millions of times more than the Lord himself. How is that for being selfless? It's funny. If you look at externally, it's him enjoying with all these very beautiful, not just beautiful, the most beautiful females in the entire reality. Right? It is explained that if one were to engage, if one were to see a female from the heavenly planets, right, and to engage with such a living entity, the experience would be so intense one could leave their body. Right? And that's on the heavenly platform. So what to speak of even seeing such living entities. So try to understand the intensity of what is going on here. The extreme exalted nature of what is going on here. I was reading on the way here this statement that Prabhupada makes, that when Krishna wants to enjoy, he can't do so with the normal women of any material world. Right? So he has to create his own woman, right? From his pleasure energy. Prabhupada says that in one purple. He creates his own woman. And that Srimati Radharani, she, every aspect of her is designed in such a way that it eternally gives pleasure to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? Even when she leaves this rasa dance, right? She leaves because she, see, in this rasa dance, in the, Prabhupada is explaining that Krishna, he manifests himself in a number of forms, right? So between every two gopis, he's there. But each gopi thinks that he's just with them, right? However, with Srimati Radharani, he's by her side, just himself, right? So he's not him between her and another gopi, just him and Srimati Radharani. But when she considers that he's giving equal attention to all the gopis and her, right? Then she becomes upset and she leaves, right? And then he goes in search for her, and then when he can't find her, he laments. Right? He actually laments. And then when he finally finds her, he tries to reconcile and, you know, help her to feel he tries to correct the situation by braiding her hair. Very, very extraordinary moments which are going on here. But again, this is what we've been given. This is our tradition. This is why Prabhupada comes, to give the highest teaching. Which means, incidentally, that he also has to be on the highest platform. He is also on the highest platform. Therefore, he comes first thing he does, Krishna book. Krishna book is bringing, is a summary study of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So he's given the highest thing first. We sing Jai Radha Madhava, Kunja Bihari. Krishna is enjoying the pleasure groves of Vrindavan. Gopi Janavala. Such a very, very intimate teaching. Such a high jewel of knowledge and understanding. And not only that, but more importantly, the means to come to that appreciation in a pure sense. So then that means that everything we do is qualifying ourselves to fully understand and appreciate the most intimate loving dealings of Radha and Krishna. Everything. From taking the Charanamrita, from paying obeisances to the deities, from reading Prabhupada's books, even to the most loving and respectful dealings that we have with each other, everything is qualifying us to understand the most deep and loving exchanges of the world. So if we're conscious and careful, the process accelerates and becomes even more exciting. We have to relish. The living entity has to relish, which is one of the reasons why the propaganda in this world about religion is so dangerous. Because the propaganda is that you will have nothing to enjoy, nothing to relish in terms of religion. Right? But you should do it anyway, of course, because you do it as a bit of a gamble, and then you die, and then you find that all your gamble paid off. So for want of this understanding, for neglecting to deal with the pleasure-seeking nature of the soul, religion is dying on this planet. Because no one is preaching this science of how to enjoy. We are enjoyers. We are enjoyers. But we are real enjoyers. Artificial enjoyment therefore means you can't enjoy. Because the very thing that one is endeavoring to enjoy separately from the Lord is the very thing that causes one their own destruction. So when religion doesn't deal with pleasure, then religion has no following, because it does not deal with the inherent needs of the soul. Does that make sense? But our religion, our spiritual tradition, does. Ultimately, Krishna consciousness isn't a religion. As Prabhupada says about giving up our disease, morality and religion. And that is not an artificial statement, that is Krishna's statement. Sava dharma paricca ja mame kam saranam vaja. Aham tvam sava papi yo moksha yishami masucha. Man is in the religion business, God is in the relationship business. We cannot survive without relationship. So, in this wonderful Kartik month, we want to understand those points. If you're practicing spiritual life thinking that you don't need relationship and you don't need to relish something, you're in trouble. Because it means denial of the nature of the soul. So we encourage you, experience and relish your spiritual practice. Do it with enthusiasm, do it with enjoyment, take pleasure in that spiritual practice. Take pleasure in studying this great theology that has been given by Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas. Here in this purple, we are hearing from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But factually speaking, in all purples, Prabhupada is being very chaste to the entire lineage. So he is the voice, he is the present day voice of the entire line of acharyas. Take pleasure in that. Take pleasure in the pretty lakshana, in the loving exchanges between yourself and the other devotees. Because if you don't go for relationship in this deep sense with the devotees, that soul, that natural need of the soul, will always turn towards relationship in some other way, shape, or form. Right? How long can spirit... You cannot suppress ultimately that which is a spiritual symptom. One can only choose how they express it. Krishna consciousness means you express the needs of the soul in knowledge. Material life means you express the needs of the soul in ignorance. But expression will always be there. Expression will always be there. So let's us express ourselves. Pure expression. By chanting the names of Krishna for his pleasure. By engaging in the service for his pleasure. And knowing that that same engagement, that's as Prabhupada said, or as Lord Chaitanya explains to Sanatana Swami, when Krishna is pleased, we will always be pleased. And we will always be nourished. And being fulfilled in Krishna consciousness, there is nothing else in this world that can attract the living entity. When you're full, when we are spiritually full, there is nothing in this world that can take one away. This is one of the protective aspects of spiritual life. If you connect with this loving dealing and loving exchange and enjoyment, this relish on the spiritual platform, then you will not be forced or drawn to it or drawn to the shadow counterpart of the material energy. Okay, so we'll stop there in a few minutes for questions, and then we'll stop strictly at 8:30. Do you have any questions or comments, please? Yes, welcome.
Thank you very much for a wonderful class. So I just wanted to just ask a question regarding something you mentioned on the beginning, the quote from Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Charitamrita, might be, I think.
4:30?
Was it when he says to engage in the Sankirtan Yajna?
Oh, I didn't quote. I didn't give the reference. Prabhupada says that. Yeah, no, that's a direct statement from Prabhupada. Yes.
Yeah, to engage in the Sankirtan Yajna is non-different from entering into the Rasa Leela.
Yes.
So I was just wondering if you could just expand a bit on how the many ways that we can engage in the Sankirtan Yajna. I mean, obviously, there's the Bhakti Tribution and Harinam. Is there any other ways in which we can?
Prabhupada in some places says everything is part of the Sankirtan mission. And he explains that it's just like an army. So when you have an army, you have the soldiers who are on the battlefield who are fighting. Right? But that army also has its own support system. Right? So in one sense, the people who are back at base who are coordinating the attack, the people who are cooking and providing therefore rations for the soldiers, right? The generals who are making strategic planning for the battle, all of them are part of the army. So the Sankirtan mission is, San means, when we say Sankirtan, there's two different ways in which it's understood. One way it's understood is to engage, is collective, service, right? Sankirtan mission, that we all come together to glorify the Lord, Nam Sankirtan, right? But also the prefix San means everything. It refers to utilizing all of the different objects of the world which in a transcendental position are understood. Jiva Goswami says this, that the world is the Lord's paraphernalia. Right? So, your big mansions your big mansions in South Kensington, all of these things, they are the Lord's paraphernalia. Right? So this other sense of Sankirtan means that everything, all the paraphernalia of the world, every object of the world is also Krishna's and is also meant to be engaged in the service. So Prabhupada tells a devotee that they should rack their brain to understand how to engage everything in the Lord's service. Right? We're so fortunate, why? Because factually speaking, whatever Krishna says is inevitable. Right? Whatever Krishna says is inevitable. That means every town and village is inevitable. That means that there are persons on this planet, amongst us, amongst you, who if we are intelligent, all we have to do is boldly endeavor for Krishna. Bold means that you're humble. Humble means that you accept what Krishna says. That's humility. It's not about being a kind of foolish or weak person. Humble means whatever Krishna said, I accept it. And then one has to place himself in the position to be used by Krishna to achieve what he's going to do anyway. So, practically speaking, look to see how you can engage anything and everything in Krishna's service. And cooperate. The heart of the Sankirtan mission is this mood of loving cooperation, unity. Cooperate with the devotees together in order to reclaim this paraphernalia, right? That is Krishna's. Use it to offer it to the Lord, right? With humility, with enthusiasm, with confidence. That is the Sankirtan mission. And in doing that, something wonderful will happen. In doing that, we will become purified. Because as we do that, that endeavor will squeeze out of the living entity all vestiges of selfishness. If you engage in anyone who does service, you will see any service you do, it is alive. Your service, it starts, we have a project, you start the project, the service expands and grows and it just takes over your entire life, isn't it? Right? It becomes bigger, okay, we'll just do this, right? But then when you start doing it, then something else is necessary to do that. And then when you start that, then some people want to be engaged, so you have to train them up to do the same thing. And then you have to make another plan, because what are you going to do for the next year? Your service will expand and expand and expand. Right? And it will squeeze out of you any vestiges of selfishness. And when all vestiges of selfishness are squeezed out of the living entity, and when they are fully purified and selfless, one can understand these pastimes properly. And one can relish these pastimes properly. Does that answer your question? So we'll have to stop there for the time. Thank you very much. Shri Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Nitago Pramanandi. Thank you for your time. We didn't have to rush to another point.
Sending a business restaurant, we distributed prasadam to at least 253 customers for a total of 1,973. Deep gratitude and appreciation. appreciation. Through the Christ who calls his mercy upon us. And for your pleasure, we're endeavoring to distribute the books. We appear to vote to Srila Prabhupada to the fallen conditioned souls of London. Please enable us to cooperate together in a mood of selfless service in order to maintain and increase our efforts. Please send more devotees to assist us in bringing many new souls to your lotus feet. We, your surrendered servants, humbly beg. Jai Srila Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. To just need volunteers to serve with this prasadam, and volunteers to help clean up the temple after breakfast. Volunteers to help clean up after breakfast. Anyone else who can help with that service? Okay, thank you. So if everyone can please help in the prasadam chain, and then